And good morning, welcome back to the podcast for the Over 40s Fitness. My name is Tristan Lowe of Good Condition Fitness and Remedial Centre in Lincoln. It's Thursday the 30th of January 2020, and today I've got with me...
Faye Bevington. Yes.
All right. Where are you from, Faye?
I'm from London originally, but I live just outside of Lincoln now.
All right, okay. What part of London? I'm from London. What part?
Dartford. Okay. So, yeah, not nicest.
What, in the tunnel or outside the tunnel?
In the tunnel, yeah. I was in the tunnel permanently.
All right, okay, Faye. So, all right. Now, Faye, we first met last summer at Gainsborough Golf Club for a business expo.
That's right, yeah.
And the company that you represent is?
Stallard Kane Associates Limited, based in Gainsborough.
All right.
I was there representing, I'm the training manager there, so I was there for the day just talking about different training solutions that we can offer, and obviously we met, and it was quite eye-opening for me having a chat with you.
A good combination.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, so, okay, we saw the Stallard Kane's pop-up stand, and of course we approached you, and you came over and asked what we did, and I came over and told you what we did at Good Condition, and of course you had an interest... You had some form of interest or curiosity about health, fitness, the body.
Yeah.
All right, so tell us where you was last June. Not geographically, but in faith.
Last June I wasn't in a particularly good place. I'd put on a lot of weight, was drinking a lot, I'd split up with a long-term partner, and it was kind of, I guess, my coping mechanism on that. Obviously met you guys at the show, was quite interested to get on your scales, look at my body fat, see how flexible I was, all these kind of things, which the results weren't the best.
Yeah. Oh yeah, we did the flexibility test as well for your hamstrings.
Turns out I wasn't flexible at all, like a nana, which was quite eye-opening. And then obviously I came to see you here in Lincoln. We had a really, really good chat about what my goals were, what that would look like. And then what happened off the back of that was I spoke to Stallard Kane about what we could do in terms of well-being for our staff and what that would look like.
Yep.
We obviously got you out to come talk to the staff, do different topics. Yeah, it was really engaging, actually. The staff really responded well to it.
Yeah, nice bunch.
Yeah, really good. Really good crowd. And then off the back of that, Stallard Kane actually got gym memberships for their staff.
Excellent. Where?
DW Fitness in Gainsborough. Which is just brilliant. So it means that we can all really take care of ourselves. Now, they recognise that as a company... they need to be offering something like that to their staff as an additional perk, and really seeing the correlation between good physical health and how that relates to good mental health, how then that can obviously benefit them as a business. So in September last year, I started really going to the gym, kind of concentrating and not really knowing really what I was doing, but giving it a good go anyway, and enjoying it. Yeah.
Hold that thought. Right, okay, so September 2019.
Yeah.
So towards the end of summer, would you have joined the gym in Gainsborough anyway, had Stallard Kane not given out those passes or contributed towards the passes?
Purely for me, because it's a financial situation of being by myself, I probably wouldn't have been able to do it without them doing that for me.
Okay. What does it cost for...
I think the gym membership a month is about £40 or something like
that. So £1 a day, just over.
Yeah, when you say it like that, okay. But when you are financially just the only person bringing something into a household, you have to really look at your bottom line.
And
I just couldn't commit to that.
Yeah.
But that was...
Will you come back to that?
Yeah. Yes. But once that was kind of offered to me, I was like, I don't really have a good enough reason not to do it now.
Sure.
So it kind of gave me the kick that I needed to start going.
Right, so talk me through your first day. You joined up, went to the gym.
It was horrific.
Horrific.
It was horrific.
What was horrific?
I felt uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. I felt I didn't know what I was doing. I felt that everybody in there was fitter than me, faster than me, more comfortable. Mm. And I think I was very much like a rabbit in the headlights.
Yeah. Hang on. When you say you felt they were more comfortable.
Yeah.
Right, okay. We shouldn't go to do a workout to be comfortable.
Yeah.
Not at that hour.
Yeah.
We're comfortable before, comfortable after, but no one should go to be comfortable. Because comfortable sat on the sofa watching Netflix at night.
Yeah,
once you after the workout. Okay, so you think everyone's got those fancy outfits on, those massive headphones on.
Oh my goodness, that's exactly it. And it's they're so revealing, the outfits. Oh, yeah. I'm just like,
disgraceful, that.
Yeah, just please put some clothes on. Like, I'm here in all black and it's all baggy. And the girls wandering around with all manner. I'm just like,
disgraceful.
And it's just, it's just, that's quite intimidating when you're walking in for the first time and that's what you're seeing.
Like the cardio queens, the girls that are on treadmills and bikes.
Absolutely.
And they look like athletes, got
full
their hair
face
done.
And makeup, and they look. They look stunning the entire time.
Yeah, great.
It's like, oh God, I look like I'm about to vomit.
How dare they look stunning? Yeah. How dare they have a great body from exercising?
Yeah. Oh, how dare
and then
you.
You've got the lads. You know, you've got all the guys in the gym in the weight area.
In the weight
where
area,
where the steel is,
doing nothing apart from taking pictures of themselves. I find it a very perplexing situation.
All right, paint that picture. You're going to the gym.
Going
you're
to
going
the gym.
Past all the cardio equipment where all the fit girls are.
Yep.
Then what? You get
then
the guys.
Get into the weight section, and then you are confronted with a lot of very hench is the word I would use, men, boys probably.
That's a northern phrase or a midland phrase.
Yeah,
hench meaning
like just bulky, built up, looking good.
Shoulders the size of France.
Exactly. but tend to be not doing anything on the equipment other than taking pictures of themselves on the equipment to, I'm assuming, upload onto social media to make people think that they're working out, where actually all they're doing is sitting down and not doing anything.
Yeah.
And then I go crazy and start timing them because I'm like, I want to use the equipment that you're on.
Yeah.
And then, it's a very strange concept, that, to me.
Well, that's actually quite normal nowadays, you know. But if you were to go to the same gym at a different time of day, you might have a slightly different demographic there.
Yeah.
What you could have is little old lady, little old man. You could have some people that work night shifts.
Yeah.
That have to train during the day and then go into the night shift. You could have a different demographic around. Yes, the same. You'd possibly still have big tough guy, cardio queen in the corner, but generally you might see less of that. I call it the witching hour.
Yeah.
Monday to Thursday between 5 and 7:30.
Yeah.
It's when
tight
t-shirts,
yep.
leggings,
yep.
Jeggings.
Yeah.
And this is something that I'll never understand, even though it's my profession. Wearing baseball caps inside the gym.
Yeah, very common.
To training.
I don't understand it.
And baseball caps don't cost a pound.
Yeah.
Some of those snapback ones, whatever they're called, they're like £25.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But wearing it inside the gym.
Yeah, and not taking it off at all.
No.
At all. Yeah, no. there's a few at the gym that do that.
That's a thing.
Yeah.
There's the other one as well, and there's always the guy who has clearly been on YouTube the night before and he's doing the most ludicrous movements, right? Trying
so
to do backflips on the Smith machine.
So true.
Or balancing on his neck or something.
Yeah.
And people are looking.
Yeah.
But only for a short period, because you get that, there's that guy in every gym.
Yeah, there's that guy, yeah.
Then
yeah.
there's the girl or the young woman in every gym and great, who spends most of her time with weightlifting gloves on, because it makes them look, you know, okay, great. They've got those outfits, those revealing outfits.
Yep.
Disgraceful, that, right? But what they do, they have a plethora of equipment and stuff around them. They build like a little nursery camp around them, which they sit in the middle of.
Yep.
They almost set their stall out.
Yeah.
And they've got a footprint, like in a big corner.
Yeah.
They create... And they've got the phone. They'll have a book sometimes with a pen.
Yes.
Or
making notes of what they're doing.
Making
yes, I've
notes.
Seen these people. Yes.
Great. Listen, anyone who tracks their training, great. You want to see how you're progressing. But the amount of stuff they've got around them, it's almost like it's if they're in their own living room.
Yeah.
And they will not move from that spot.
Mm.
Yeah. There's guys walking around with heavy weights stood inches from them, and that woman will not move from that spot until she's done.
Yeah.
And it's the amount of stuff that they have. They've got so much stuff with them between gloves and wraps and pens and pads and phones and Love Island drinks bottles.
Oh my God, that's so true. That's so true.
Have you spotted those?
I have. I have seen a few of those dotting around now, because obviously it's back on TV. Yes, I have sadly seen those.
We've painted the picture of your gym when you go to go and train in Gainsborough. What are you doing when you start exercising?
So I try and do a little bit of cardio just to warm up.
Yeah.
Cardio isn't my favourite thing. I find it incredibly boring.
Yeah.
And then I tend to go on to the resistance machines and the free weights.
Okay.
I really have found a love for weights.
Yeah.
I think it's for me. I can just focus on doing like four sets of 12, and it's all that I can think about. So it kind of quiets the loudness of my mind,
okay,
really.
Yeah.
So I can really concentrate on just that one thing that, yeah, I'm doing.
Excellent.
And that for me is just, it's just the best feeling in the world, really. Yeah.
Why four sets of 12? Where'd you get that from?
I don't know, it just sounded nice. It just sounded nice.
Instead of four sets of 13?
Yeah, I could never do 13 odd numbers. I don't like that.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah,
right.
I could never do that.
All right, so you do your warm-up, cardio. Yeah. What is that, bike, treadmill?
Treadmill.
All right.
So, yeah.
Walk or run?
Walk and then run for 1 minute, and then walk and then run,
yes,
and then do that for 10 minutes.
Okay,
yeah.
And what does that do for you?
Makes me want to vomit because I'm not very good at cardio.
How do you get better at cardio?
Keep doing it.
Yeah, it's really simple. But there's no quick fix.
No,
like,
I know.
It's not a trick.
Yeah.
It's not rocket science, although there's books and whatnot that would tell you otherwise.
Yeah.
The way to get better at cardio is to do cardio.
Yeah, just keep doing it. It's just so boring.
You will plateau, so you change things.
Yeah.
Okay.
I try to do that on an incline as well.
Hey.
So yeah,
press all your buttons and that.
Press all the buttons, make it thrash, you know, do all that kind of stuff.
Do you look around at who's doing what when you're on the treadmill?
Oh, what speed are they running at?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I can beat that. And then usually do a rower for a little bit as well, and then go on just to all the resistance and leg presses and squat rack and things like that. I really enjoy that.
All right, so you've warmed up, you've got a little bit of a sweat on,
yeah,
you've looked around to see who's doing what, and,
yeah,
and spot the normal characters,
yeah,
you know, the usual suspects.
Yeah.
You go to the fixed path machine area of where you've got your pins and you're moving down the weights,
yeah,
and whatnot, and you look around, right, okay. Talk me through it. You start with a leg exercise, a body exercise?
Yeah, I usually start with legs. So I usually go on to the leg press. I don't know what any of the names are.
Okay. Yeah, it's a leg press.
Yeah, there we go.
Okay.
Got it, nailed it. So I usually do that. But I am that woman that sets her stall out.
Okay.
So I do that.
Ah,
and then
so all the time
I have
that's you.
Yeah, not to that extent. But I
stuff everywhere.
I do the legs. And then next to it, I've got dumbbells. So I do like Romanian curls or something. I don't know what it's
from
called.
Romania?
You're from Romania. It's called, like, I'm sure somebody told me it was like a Romanian
what?
Lift or something. Where you, I don't know, where you bend.
A Romanian deadlift.
I don't know, something.
Okay. Yeah, you pick a weight off the floor.
Yeah.
Using your legs and your back.
And then back down.
Ping it.
Yeah.
Okay, right.
Technical terms. And then just have like a 10 kilo weight so I can do my obliques. And then there's a bar that sits in the ground that like pivots.
Mm-hmm.
And then
and
I load
yeah.
like 40 kilos onto that.
Ooh.
And then do my shoulders on
your
that.
Shoulder.
So
okay.
I do that little set and I do four lots of 12 on each of those.
Okay.
And then I go over to like the cables and do my back and all that kind of thing.
Cable
and then,
machine, yeah.
Yeah, enjoy
excellent.
That. And then different like machines that you load your weights onto for your shoulders and your back and that kind of, I don't know what any of it's called.
So big chunky stuff.
Big chunky stuff. I like the big chunky stuff.
How does it make you feel?
It makes me feel good that I can feel myself physically getting stronger. I can, you know, from where I was 6 months ago, I've almost doubled my weights on everything.
Yeah.
And that to me is like, I know I'm getting fitter and I know I'm getting stronger.
Right.
So.
Okay, so that's textbook.
Yeah.
A textbook pattern for someone new to exercise, whether you go to a gym or go and stand in the middle of a park. When you do strength training, now strength training is a broad subject, all right, but you're talking about making your muscles stronger, your ligaments and tendons, and even, not that you can see it, your skeletal frame.
Yeah.
Okay, and even helping to strengthen or help to challenge your nervous system as well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, your body adapts to that quite quick.
Yeah.
Phase body, my body, perhaps more so yours, because you're quite new to it.
Yeah.
And you will actually, to use a crude phrase, you'll race up the weights quickly.
Yeah.
On some exercises.
Yeah.
Those big ones for your legs and your back and your
yeah.
chest. Anywhere where you've got a multi-joint movement.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like if you were to do those leg presses.
Yeah.
There's three parts of joint movement. There's three parts of articulation. That's your hips, your knees, and to a degree, your ankles.
Yeah.
So you've got three joint areas. Okay, and what sits in between those are big, long muscles.
Mm-hmm.
So those exercises that tax you the most will actually have in the long run the most benefit. What happens, though, 9 times out of 10, is after between 4 and 8 weeks, your body plateaus.
Right.
In other words, you can't put any more on
and
do your beloved 4 sets of 12. Okay, it will come.
Because
otherwise, 2 years from now, you'd be leg pressing a house.
Yeah.
Your body plateaus. It adapts as a newbie, as a beginner.
Yeah.
And therefore, you need to do what?
Change it up.
Yeah, you need to change your strength training.
Yeah.
Whether you're picking up a pen or a heavy dumbbell, heavy kettlebell, it's a degree of strength to move an object from A to B, which is what you're doing. Okay, so, right, you've done that. you're in those machines, because what you've told me up to now, except the cables, yeah. A lot of it is machine work.
A lot of it is, but then obviously when we caught up a couple of weeks ago, we had a very similar chat, and you were like, right, you need to stop, you're going to get used to it.
Yeah.
Pick up a medicine ball,
great.
Which I'd never done before.
Yeah.
So I've been squatting with a medicine ball, lunging with it.
Excellent.
Sitting on the floor and doing the twist things.
Yeah.
So I've been incorporating that, and what I'm trying to do now is do one night where it's pure legs, one night where it's pure back, one night where it's pure cardio, one night where it's just abs, and just trying to actually give my muscle groups a bit of a break, whether that's the right or the wrong thing. I read it somewhere.
It's never the right thing. Right, okay, so what you're doing there is you're doing what we call split parts, okay? You're training one muscle group on a Monday, another group on a Tuesday, or whatever day, right?
Yeah.
Okay, that enables you to attack each body part, each muscle group, with the best of your ability and knowledge. Effort. So, okay, the proper term for that is what we call hypertrophy training. You're pushing enough blood into a muscle group in one session for it to get the maximum returns when it recovers.
Okay.
And the next day you go and do a different muscle group from the top half of your body, bottom half of your body, and it could be a pressing movement or a pulling movement.
Mm.
Okay, now the hypertrophy comes when the muscles start to physically develop and physically show.
Yeah.
When you've got the aesthetics to come with it. Okay, now split training like that in different body parts is a great way of training.
Mm.
It keeps you stimulated and you never get bored.
Yeah.
But what we do, because we're all human, we actually start to favour a particular muscle group.
Oh yeah, definitely.
What is it on Mondays?
Mondays for me is legs.
Yeah, which is your quadriceps,
glutes,
hamstrings,
and that's my
favourite. Okay,
yeah.
Why is that?
Because I find it more satisfying because I can push higher weights.
Yeah, do you know why that is?
Don't know.
God, you do know. It's quite simple.
Because I do it more and I put more effort in, maybe.
Yeah, well, that's the second reason why.
Yeah.
Because you train it more. But the first reason is because they're the biggest muscle groups in the body.
Right.
Quadriceps, four. You've got four muscles in the front of your thigh.
Yeah.
The most powerful muscles in the body, alongside the glutes.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's take the heart and the tongue away, because they're muscles, okay. Well, organs. Let's take those away. But in terms of muscles to move you from A to B.
Yeah.
Your legs,
yeah.
Especially your upper legs, quadriceps, glutes, hamstrings.
Yeah.
Okay, right, so you've got those big, long, sweeping muscles, okay, and you've got, the good thing about it is you've got two sets of them.
Yeah.
Your left and your right. And okay, now, also, when you train your legs, it probably gives you the best sweat.
Mm.
It probably gets your heart rate up more than anything else.
Yeah, it does, yeah.
Because your heart's a mile away from your legs, from your upper legs. It takes more effort to train your legs, it takes more respiratory cardiovascular fitness to keep going.
Mm.
Okay, and of course, I mentioned it earlier on, Faye. When you train your legs, there's two to three joints of movement,
mm-hmm.
and there's a lot of muscle sits in between.
Yeah,
what happens Tuesday?
Tuesday this week, that was back. I just did
your back,
my back.
Okay.
Yeah, so I just did a lot on the cables, lat pull downs.
Yeah, Oh, hang on.
Uh-oh.
A cable lat pull down.
Well, I was doing the cable, so I pull it towards my face.
Yeah.
I don't want any of those. And then I went onto like the lat pull down machine, did that, and then...
Hang on.
Different things.
No. I'm going to guess you were sat down while you're doing it.
I was sat down.
So you're going to the gym to sit down?
I don't know how I was able to do a lat pull down.
You sit on the rower.
Yes.
You sit in the leg press machine.
Yes.
You're sat when you're doing the cable pull down for your back.
Yes.
And these are all good exercises.
Yes.
There's a pattern emerging. That's okay.
Talk
me through Wednesday.
last night was just cardio.
Just cardio.
Yeah, just cardio. So it was the step machine,
great.
The treadmill,
great.
The rower, and then I finished it off with just some abs.
Nice.
Bits.
Nice. Okay.
Ball.
Thursday?
Tonight is just going to be an all body. I can't really decide what I'm going
to
do tonight.
Okay.
So
it'll
just
be
a little bit of everything, I think,
but
just not as probably high in weight. I'm
sure. All right. Okay. So when you go to the gym and you do those exercises in machines and you're sat down, lying down, how about the changes that you're going to make? You still work those muscle groups with an intensity that you like, a sort of 7 to 8 out of 10 for intensity.
Yeah.
To say it's a 10 out of 10 for intensity is hard to gain and even harder to maintain.
Yeah.
What is achievable and you can replicate is between a 7 and an 8 out of 10 for intensity.
Okay.
That leads to Faye keeps on training,
yep.
builds a good habit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. To go back to work the next morning and say, I gave it a 10 out of 10. it's actually unlikely.
Yeah.
You know, all right, how do we grade 10 out of 10? 10 out of 10 means you physically cannot do any more.
Yeah.
If your life depended on it and there was a winning lottery ticket,
yeah,
and you had to do one more repetition,
you couldn't.
That is a 10 out of 10.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. That's unattainable. I know it, I certainly couldn't work at that level.
Yeah,
so
don't believe when someone says, I gave it everything I've got. It is extremely unlikely.
Yeah.
From a neurological, from a muscular point of view, that we do.
Yeah.
We give it 7, possibly an 8.
Yeah.
But that can be replicated.
Yeah.
Right, how about this? You go on your next visit to the gym.
Yep.
Certainly by Monday next week, at the best this week.
Yeah.
It's only Thursday now.
Yeah, yeah.
You train those muscle groups. Ready? Here's the secret. The special secret, the special sauce.
Yeah.
You don't sit down.
How would I do that? How would I on your lap pull down, not sit down?
Right, okay,
I don't
ready?
Understand.
Ready?
Tell me.
Don't sit down. Stand up.
How do I pull it down?
I'm
taller than
you
it.
You stand opposite the machine.
Yeah.
You grab the bar, it's like a long horizontal bar, it's sort of bent at the end. Yeah, okay. Don't select the normal heavyweight you normally do, because when you sit on that machine and the pad goes across your knees, it isolates the bottom half of your body and traps the bottom part of your body to the floor to give you a false sense of strength.
Right, okay.
Right, and you're not using the core group of muscles, which you want to do.
Yeah.
Okay. The quickest way, your spine is strongest when it's straight, when you're stood up.
Yeah.
It's actually weakest when it's sat down.
Okay.
So you're getting a full sense of strength.
Yeah.
Okay. As I did when I started out a long time ago.
Yeah.
Okay. So you stand up at the machine and you put less weight than you normally do.
Okay.
Because it would be hard to pull it down with the same amount of effort as when you're trapped into that machine. So, and if that bar will certainly be chin height, if not more, when you address it.
Yeah.
Stand further away.
Okay.
Put less weight.
And pull it into...
Yeah.
Okay.
So whilst you're working your back with lighter weights...
Yeah.
Yeah. Because you've just been sat down in your car to get there. And before your car, you sat down at work.
Well, when you say it like that...
So what you could say to your colleagues at Stallard Kane is, I'm just off to the gym to go and sit down. And do something with a cable or a phone and look around and see who's doing what.
Okay.
Right, so you do as many exercises as you can standing up.
Okay.
Right, you know your leg press?
Yeah.
Right, stop that.
Yeah.
You can go back to that another day.
Yeah.
Right, when you hold a medicine ball and you did your what? Squats.
Yeah,
right,
squatting.
That will actually benefit you a lot more than leg pressing for the next 10 years and moving that pin down the stack.
Okay.
If you got to a stage where you could put that pin right to the bottom or near,
like the
hench blokes, you call
them? Yeah, the hench blokes. I see them where they're loading it on.
Yeah,
and I'm
looking
like,
around.
Wow.
See who's looking.
But then they leave all the weights on there and you can't take them off. I can't even lift the big red ones. They're like 25 kilos each because they're higher than me. Yeah. I can't bring them down.
Yeah. So what you do, you take a medicine ball.
Yeah, okay.
Or you take one of those plates.
Yeah.
A 5 plate, a 10 plate, even a 15 plate.
Yeah.
Think of it as, if it's a 15 plate and it looks quite big and chunky.
Yeah.
You half it. Look, think of it as a 7.5 kilo dumbbell either hand.
Each side, yeah.
You hold that close to your body, chin up, keep your heels planted, and practice your squats like that. Because then that's going to work your legs in the same way the leg press does, but challenge your core stability as well. And also, challenge your balance.
Yeah.
You know, don't get bored.
Yeah.
You'd soon get bored, you know.
Yeah.
If you watch the same film every day, that film, as great as it could be, what's your favourite movie?
Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, the trilogy.
Yeah, the trilogy.
Which one, the first one, second one?
Second one.
Two Towers.
Yeah,
super.
It's brilliant. Yeah.
Mean, moody, dark.
Yeah,
right. I love the Two Towers.
Yeah.
I won't watch it every week, let alone every day.
No. That's
same
true.
Thing for your exercise.
Yeah.
Change it, otherwise your body becomes used to it, becomes, you don't become stimulated anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Next thing, you said you do something else, sat down in there.
Yeah, I do quite a lot. Now you say it, I do quite, because I do like all the seated cable rows and stuff like that.
Oh, even the cable rows are seated?
Yeah.
Cable row for what? Your biceps or what?
No, so it's like, it looks like it's doing your lats on the little picture. So you're sitting and you're like...
I know what you mean.
Yeah.
So you're sat on this machine and you grab the bar. It could be a narrow grip bar.
That's it, it's a narrow grip bar, yeah.
That will work your lats in your back.
Yeah.
And to a degree what we call your rhomboids as well.
Yeah, there's two of those next to each other. There's a slightly different one. It's just one that you pull and one's you come further out. Yeah.
Okay. Both good exercises.
Yeah.
There's a bar.
I'm sitting down.
Sat down. Your hips are flexed. You've been sat down at work all day.
Yeah.
Okay, right. When you're on a plane and you're travelling around the world, as you are going soon,
I will be soon,
when you're sat in that chair, apart from get to where you're going, what do you want to do when you're 3 hours into that flight?
I want to get up and walk around. I hate it.
Yeah, because you sat down.
Cramped. It's miserable. Yeah.
Yeah, and yet you sat down with an in-flight entertainment system. food.
Yeah.
But you still want to get up.
Mm.
Same thing in the gym. Don't go to the gym to sit down.
Yeah.
You sit down when you come at home to have your dinner.
Yeah.
And watch TV. Okay, so next thing then, you want to work your back like that.
Yeah.
How about you go to a cable machine, one that is not the seated one, but the one that's like a big frame.
Yep.
And you stand and you grab your cables and pull. Yep. If you haven't got a handle, because big Gary around the corner's got the handle on another piece, right?
Yeah.
Just hold the cable and put less weight on.
Yeah.
Or put the rope attachment through it and pull the rope. Work your grip.
Okay.
So don't train like everybody else.
Okay.
If you want your body to change and keep you stimulated, don't train like everyone else.
Mm-hmm.
Train how Faye wants to.
Yeah.
And surprisingly enough, I've seen this myself. When you start doing exercises and other people see you doing something, either that day or that following week, you'll see them doing
it. Them doing it as well.
Yeah, they do.
To be fair, I have been that person. I've watched people.
Yeah, of course.
And I'm like, oh, that looks good. And I'll like, I try and imitate it in some way. Obviously not as good, but I give it a go. Yeah.
Okay, you and that's normal. We do look around. We do get our ideas and stimulation from other people, from our demographic that's around us.
Yeah.
Okay, but if you all do the same thing, the same time, what's going to happen? Nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing changes.
Yeah.
What people do is they join another gym, get this, and do the same thing. Oh, there's a gym down the road, it's £1 a month cheaper.
Yeah.
Or there's a gym down the road, it's closer to my house.
Yeah.
Or there's a new gym and it's painted different, therefore, right.
It must be different.
And they go and sit down.
Yeah. I will make a conscious effort tonight not to go on anything that involves me sitting down.
Yeah, you do what, this is just my advice, or just an idea. You know, do not go to the gym. If there's a particular exercise where it has to be done sat down because that's part of the benefit, okay, then but you want to be doing 90% of your exercises standing up.
Okay.
And your body will change quicker than 90% of your exercises sat down.
Yeah. That's really interesting because I'm thinking about it. I'm like, I sit down and I do all my, like the thigh muscle things, the abductor and the adductor. And
those machines where you sit on it and you close your legs up and your legs.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm sat down for them. I'm sat down for a lot. Now I actually think about it.
Right, I'm going to give you an idea.
Yeah.
Right, okay. To make it a bit more fun, right, when you're sat on those machines and you grab the handle to pin the base of your spine into it and you pull your knees together, that's working what we call the adductor muscles, the inside of your thighs.
Yeah.
Okay, groin area inside of your thighs. Now, when you put your knees inside the pads and you open up, that's what's called, that's working your abductor muscles, the side of your hips, the side of your glutes.
Yeah.
Okay, what sport do you sit on a bench and open and close your knees?
Genuinely don't know, none, there is none.
The abductor machine world championships. Right, it's unlikely there is a sport, right. What part of your working day at Stallard Kane do you need to do that?
Don't.
Right, so therefore it's not functional.
Yeah.
Right, I understand why they put them in the gym. Okay, how about this? You train the same muscles standing up.
Okay. How would I do that? Because I didn't even know.
It's not a secret. You just don't know yet.
Yeah.
Okay, but with 9 seconds from now, you'll know.
Yeah.
You take a TheraBand or resistance band, anchor it into one of those big chunky machines, put your foot through it and step left. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you'll work the same group of muscles and it will get your heart rate up because you stood up.
Right, okay. So literally one of those like pulley machines is like
anything.
And then one of the bands around the ankles and then just literally sidestep.
Yeah, step out. Step out from it.
Yeah.
Like someone's practicing a move on Strictly or something.
Yeah.
Okay. And you step out until you get that burn and it will increase your heart rate. Your heart rate will go up.
Yeah.
Because you're working the lung muscles, which are a mile away from your heart, and you're training more athletically. If you want to feel more athletic and eventually one day look more athletic, then you train more athletic.
Okay.
Yeah, anyone, my mum, bless her, she's 72, 73 years of age, knows nothing about fitness. She could go to that gym and sit on that machine.
Yeah.
And knows nothing.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
I'm not saying that she should. Excuse me. I'm not saying that she would do, but a little old man, 80-year-old man joins the gym, never done any fitness before. Within 5 seconds, he'd figure out to sit on that and put that pin somewhere and sort of open and close his knees.
Yeah.
Right, okay. You're not an 80-year-old man or a 76-year-old grandma.
No.
You're Faye, 36. Yeah. Who wants me more? So, take a TheraBand and put it around both ankles.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What's a TheraBand? Just a piece of rubber.
Yeah.
You can buy a pack of them for 10, 15 quid.
Yeah.
Different resistance band. They might have them in the gym. Go and look in those big boxes that are always stuck in the corner collecting dust.
Yeah.
Do you know why no one uses those?
Mm. There's nobody always else's.
There's always a box in these big commercial gyms.
I've seen them.
Of little bits and that.
Yeah.
And it's always covered in dust, no one uses it. And it's because no one wants to be seen to be doing anything different.
Yeah.
Okay, if you were to go to the best training facilities in the world, the athletes in football, basketball, martial arts, tennis, the last thing they do is just sit down and leg press and sit down and back row. They train like athletes.
Yeah.
So how about you do that? And you'll still target those muscles and they'll burn more and you'll get that muscle ache more the next day than you will do sitting down.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, here we go.
All right. Okay, so we talked about that and you mentioned towards the end of the week you do abs.
Yeah.
What is abs? Tell me.
The bit that hopefully is under the fat somewhere.
The so, bit.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, yeah, it's just the thing that you, when you watch YouTube tutorials on like going to the gym and what should you do? It's always, you know, ab blast this or...
Ab that.
Ab that, yeah, exactly. So yeah. I try, whether I'm doing the right thing or not, I don't know, but... Yeah.
Well, you are doing the right thing from the offset because you're doing something.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, unless you're doing a back somersault and landing on your head, which isn't the right thing to do, you are doing something right because you started it. Where do we train our abs? I'll give you and this is a secret, in the kitchen.
In the kitchen?
Yeah. That doesn't mean you say you pick up a spatula and do some twists.
Yeah.
It means you throw out the junk from the cupboards in the fridge. That is how we start training our abdominals, okay?
Yeah.
It doesn't matter how many squats Faye does. It doesn't matter how many memberships that you belong to. If what's in the kitchen and in the cupboards and the fridge and the freezer is poor nutrition and rubbish, okay, you won't get those abs that you want.
Yeah.
And we're not talking about the 8-pack, the beloved, the elusive 8-pack, 6-pack, whatever you want to call it. We're talking about having a strong core, a strong flat-ish abdominal region, which is good for health.
Yeah.
And that's science.
Yeah.
That's not opinion.
Mm.
Opinion is whether you look good with it or not, because that's down to fate. Mm-hmm. That's down to who you stood next to.
Yeah.
What is a fact? What is science? That good, strong core group of muscles.
Mm.
Talking of core, where is your core? Pray tell.
Anywhere from your rib cage down to your glutes, okay. I would say.
Yeah, it's not the abdominals. It's your clavicle, your collarbone.
Okay.
Yeah, right down to the abdominal region, your pelvis, and all the way around your body.
Wow.
Should you take your head, arms and legs off, I'm not suggesting you do, what's left is the core.
Yeah.
All right, so when someone does
four sets of 12.
12 sit-ups, and they say, I trained my core, you haven't.
Yeah.
You've done four sets of 12 sit-ups for your belly, the abdominal region. What do you do for your abs?
So I sit down with my medicine ball, and I do twists.
Yeah.
And then I kind of have my knee, I do some sit-ups, but I'm not very good at them. And then I do plank again, but I try and do the thing where you go on your wrists and then you stand up and then you go back down again.
Excellent.
Trying to do that, I'm not very good at it, but I'm trying.
Yep.
And then lie on a mat and with my knees bent and then go either side and try and touch my toes.
Excellent, yeah.
So that's kind of my ab.
Yeah.
It's not a great one, it's not massive, but that's kind of what I try and incorporate now.
All those movements will help you get a stronger abdominal region.
Yeah.
Here's the butt again.
I'm lying down.
You're lying down or you're sat down.
What
do you do for your abs standing up?
What
part of your job do you need to lie down and touch your toes or your heels?
All of it. That's how I do it, obviously.
What sport do you do?
there is no Love sport.
Right, hear about this and how about this? You start training your... Those exercises are good.
Yeah.
In fact, I do some of those as well.
Yeah.
Okay. Train your abs standing up. Your spine is strongest when it's straight.
Yeah.
And when you're lying down, your hips are flexed.
Yeah.
So it's in a weak position.
Okay.
It doesn't feel weak because you're full of blood and adrenaline and you're warm and your nervous system's through the roof. Right. Train your abs standing up and they will change.
Okay.
Okay.
How would I do that? Because I'm thinking that when I'm squatting with the medicine ball, that's doing something for my core.
That is one of the best exercises you can do. A squat, your deadlifts for your core group. It makes it strong.
Yeah.
Or stronger.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. It won't give you the 8-pack or the 6-pack, but it will certainly make what's inside stronger.
Yeah.
That what it does, that gets the muscles to compress, to almost squeeze in around the intestines.
Yeah.
Okay, and gets them to create a strong, almost tight cylinder.
Yeah.
You know, of muscle contraction.
Mm-hmm.
Right, okay. Right, do it standing up. So, your medicine ball, your ball.
Yeah.
How much does it weigh?
I don't know, it's a blue one.
It's a blue one. How much does it weigh? It's blue. Okay, so what's the colour? 3 kilos.
I don't know.
That's a first. How much does it weigh? It's blue. Okay.
Yeah, I don't have a clue. Right. I just hold the ball up and pick the one that I think is the
Ready?
Best.
Ready? If it's blue, it's not heavy. Okay. If it's black, it's heavy.
I don't even think there is a black one.
Oh, okay.
We've got two blues, like a beige one and a green one.
But did you say beige?
Yeah.
Who has a beige medley ball?
Well, what that kind is of a place definitely is this? Beige. It's Gainsborough. Who knows? It was probably white once upon a time.
Oh, I see. Right.
But it's definitely beige.
A beige ball.
Yeah, I've not seen a black one at all.
beige in our line of thing, in our line of work, is actually a poor, because beige food is normally junk food.
Yeah.
So think of beige as rubbish. Pick a different colour. Blue's cold, but nice. All right, let's go. So you're going to stand up. How about you stand up with your blue ball?
Yeah.
And gym permitting. Mm-hmm. Okay. You go to the corner. Yeah. You know you can't get in anyone's way.
Yeah.
And you do medicine ball slams.
Okay.
Pull it down. Bounce it on the left. Bounce it on the right.
Right.
Pull it overhead, create some big arcs.
Yeah.
And people do that in gyms, as long as the gyms permit it.
Yeah.
But at the witching hour, like I say, Monday to Friday, between 5 and 7, there's enough noise in there.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. That will change your body quicker than taking your blue or beige ball and sitting down. All right, you might pedal your legs around and whatnot, which is nice.
Yeah.
But...
So actually slamming it onto the floor, because they've got sandbag things.
Do those things.
That people, I've seen them throw, but I didn't really see what the point of it was, so I've not imitated that yet.
In case you get a job in a builder's yard and you've got to throw sand on the floor so therefore it's functional.
That's the point.
I get it. Okay, so right, another way to train your abs standing up. Take your ball, you stand up, put one foot behind the other in a walking stance, take the back heel off the floor. See, now it's slightly destabilised.
Yep.
You hold the ball out, shoulder height, arm's length, rotate to your left, rotate to your right.
Oh, okay.
And what that does, that creates a twisting movement in the middle of your body.
Yep.
And it gets you, use the word, begins with O.
Obliques.
It gets you obliques.
Yeah.
Okay, middle of your body. To rotate and your body is designed to rotate in the middle.
Yeah.
Like a sports person, it's not designed to be sat on the floor, bringing your chin to your knees all the time.
Yeah.
Abdominal crunches are a great exercise.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They will help to strengthen the abdominal region, but what they do, they shorten the muscles, what we call the rectus abdominis. Those muscles in the middle of your belly at the front there, they'll shorten them.
Okay.
Makes them tight. And too many sit-ups lead to one of two things, boredom or neck stroke back injury.
Yeah.
Yeah. Change it.
Okay.
Change it. Your planks are good.
Yeah.
Okay. Planks won't change your body weight. They won't change your body shape. They just make your core stronger.
Yeah.
All right. Next thing, standing up. Go to that cable machine.
Yeah.
You put the carabiner at the bottom of the cable machine.
Yeah.
You take the carabiner, you take the handle, or you put a resistance band through it nice and tight. You step away so there's some tension on it, and you tilt left and right.
Yep.
Okay, and it'll help to strengthen the muscles that sit above your hips.
Okay, yeah.
All right, okay. Next thing, standing up training for your abs. You take that same cable machine, bring it halfway up the machine.
Yeah.
You stand side on, take the cable and rotate.
Oh, I've seen some people doing that.
Great way of shaping the middle body.
Yeah, I've seen some people doing that.
I do them.
So it's halfway and then just rotate out to the side.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the weight needs to be light enough so you can control it.
Yeah.
On the return phase, on the way back.
Yeah, so you're not letting it ping back.
Yeah.
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 Okay.
All right, so we've muscle groups, okay. And there's a lot more involved than that.
Yeah.
What you're doing now is the right thing. Change it before it becomes the wrong thing.
Yeah.
Okay. What happens when you get home? How do you feel?
I feel really good. I'm tired, usually. Yep. But yeah, I feel like I've done something productive with my day for me.
Yeah.
That I'm not having to be, say, at work, or I'm not anything for anybody else. I've just literally gone to the gym and done a workout that is purely, solely my responsibility and for me. And that's a really nice feeling.
Do you have headphones on in the gym?
Yes.
Would you play? Ed Sheeran or something?
Absolutely not. So I listen to a lot of AC/DC when I'm at the gym.
Ooh.
A lot of Hadouken. I like things that kind of get me wanting to run faster or work harder.
Yeah.
A lot of that kind of just upbeat music.
All right, okay. You get home, time for dinner?
No, I tend not to eat in the evenings anymore properly. I've kind of moved my meals around, so I'll have like my main meal at lunchtime, and then when I'll get in, I maybe have like, I don't know, apple slices with peanut butter on,
or something
like that.
And that's enough.
Because
it's by what time is that now?
Probably half past nine.
Oh, okay.
Anywhere between 8 and 9:30, I get in.
You don't want a Sunday roast.
No, so I've swapped everything round, so I have a bigger meal at lunchtime, and that seems to be working for me better.
Excellent. You sleep all right?
I don't sleep very well, no.
Right.
But I am trying to. Go to bed. Well, I don't even go to bed earlier because I do go to bed at a reasonable time. I just don't sleep when I'm in bed,
okay.
And then I wake up very early.
Yeah.
So I probably average maybe 4 hours a night on average, which I know is not ideal.
Mm-hmm.
But I listen to like meditation music and things like that now, and I don't have any stimulation. I don't have my phone. I don't have the TV on. None of that kind of stuff. So
excellent.
I try, but it just a good night's sleep evades me most nights.
Okay. Well, there's that's another broad subject about how to sleep better.
Yeah.
Okay, everybody wants to sleep better.
Mm.
Okay, whether that be more or less,
yeah,
or consistent. What you can do is, if let's just say you're getting 4 hours a night, let's do things and aim to get 5 hours a night consistently.
Yeah.
Okay. Right, because that's going to help you. That's going to help you train better,
mm-hmm.
work better, function better.
Yeah.
And actually, there is robust evidence as well. It's going to help reduce your body fat.
Right.
When you don't sleep enough, okay. And what is enough? Yeah. If you get away with 4 hours for one night, you can cope. But when you replicate that, your body will start to hold on to body fat. Mm-hmm. It will store body fat because it's not getting enough deep sleep. What can happen as well, Faye, not on every day, but sometimes, you can crave sugary or fatty foods because you're not getting energy throughout sleep.
Yeah.
So your body craves energy throughout the day. And you can't go to work and sleep at the desk.
No.
You've got to get energy from somewhere.
Yeah.
And we push caffeine into our bodies. Mm. And there's only so many espressos we can drink.
Yeah.
So what you might think is, you know, I could do with a chocolate bar. Mm. I could do with something sweet. And it's because you're tired from not sleeping enough.
Yeah.
No one's suggesting that you go from 4 hours to 7 hours overnight. That's hard to do.
Mm.
What you can do is aim for five.
Yeah.
How about this? There's a possibility that you might be waking your body up at night when you're training, getting your adrenaline going.
Right, okay.
And it's hard to bring that adrenaline, hard to calm your nervous system down
right.
at night because you've trained.
Yeah.
Now you might feel muscular tired, you could feel mentally tired because you've worked.
Yeah.
But the adrenaline is still coursing still through your body.
Right.
How about this? Do you train at weekends?
I do, yeah.
Both days?
Try to, yeah. And that usually is in the middle of the day as well.
Oh, that's better.
We train about 11 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, that's better.
Yeah.
That's better.
Yeah.
Right, I'm going to throw something out there. And I think this is possibly the one that it's possibly one that you're gonna lean back and close your eyes and say, no, it's not fair. You train in the morning.
I just knew you were gonna say that. It's just horrendous. I've tried so hard. Yeah. I just can't do it.
You think
it.
You have. You think
I
you
have tried hard.
Yeah. Okay. Where's the evidence?
That
you've trained really hard and tried really hard to train in the morning.
Yeah, I tried, but I don't like getting up.
Show me some evidence that you have.
I'll take pictures of my gym bag in the morning and send it to you at like 6
everyone
o'clock.
Else. Look at me, getting it done.
Yeah, exactly.
How about this? How about this? You try it for a week, no matter how you feel.
Yeah.
You take yourself out of a comfort zone that you're probably on the threshold of getting. You might be getting comfortable finishing work, going to the gym. I understand it. You look forward to the gym. You've got your kit in your car.
Yeah.
You're thinking, oh, another half an hour to go.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's play time.
Yeah.
Play
yeah.
time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's me.
Yeah.
Check me out. Right, okay. No one cares. No one cares. Right. You care.
Yeah.
And I care. But, right, no one cares.
Yeah.
Right, how about this? What time do you wake up in the morning?
Probably,
on a school night?
On a school day, I probably start waking up about 5:30. So I am awake in time to go to the gym.
Yeah.
I just physically can't get myself out of bed.
Yeah.
Because okay. I'm tired because I've not slept properly.
Yeah, yeah. Right, okay, so you're tired of being tired.
Yeah.
How about this? If you're going to be tired anyhow...
Get up.
You get up, right? Yeah. No, I'm not expecting you to take a cold shower in the morning, okay?
No, I know you do, you crazy person, but I'm certainly not doing that.
I didn't do it today, actually. I didn't do it today. I had a warm one today. Right, how about this? No matter what, no matter how uncomfortable you feel, doesn't matter that it's January and it's dark outside, no one cares, right?
I care.
Yeah, I know you care, and I care, but no one cares, really. You get up, you put that gym kit on that you've already set out the night before.
Yeah, it's already laid out, that's the thing, already laid out.
Right, now if you've got to have a hard, you know, espresso coffee or something, and a cold glass of water to help wake yourself up, you've already got your work clothes and all your makeup and whatnot.
Yeah, it's already there in that bag, yeah.
Right, so now we're eliminating reasons not to.
Yeah.
I'll almost guarantee you, once you've done that for about a month, you won't go back to the old way. You really? Won't fake. I'm telling you, you will feel so good because what'll happen is you'll go to work and you might start getting tired around 3-4 o'clock in the afternoon, yawning and whatnot. Go and drink some water, walk around the block.
Yeah.
You go home after. What's happened is your body has woken up from exercise.
Yeah.
It's not woken up from lack of sleep because you still feel groggy.
Yeah.
Right. It's likely you go to work feeling groggy.
I do, yeah.
Right, okay.
I'm tired all the time.
Yeah. You're tired of being tired.
Yeah.
Change it. Do something that will happen, not overnight,
that
over a space of, I would think, a month.
Okay.
4 weeks.
Yeah.
What's 4 weeks out of your life?
That's nothing. Yeah, if it works. Yeah.
Right. Now, what would you need in order to tomorrow. Are you training tomorrow?
I'm not, I could if I went in the morning, train tomorrow, yes. Okay.
What would you need in order for you to make sure that you get out of bed tomorrow morning and train?
Somebody dragging me out of bed.
How about I call you?
Oh my God. Oh my God, yeah. Yeah.
Not knock at your door.
Yeah.
I'm actually in a business meeting at 7 a.m. tomorrow.
Yeah.
I'm actually sat in a business meeting at 7 a.m. in Lincoln.
Oh God. Yeah.
Now I've got to get up at 5:45, 6 a.m.
Yeah. I'd have to get up in order for me to get to the gym, have a decent workout. I need to be leaving my house by probably 6:15.
Yeah.
That's the kind of ideal time for me to be able to get to the gym and still have a really good workout. I think one of the other things I don't like going to the gym in the morning for is because I get anxiety about doing everything quicker.
Yeah, okay.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Because I'm under a time, I know I have to be in the shower by like 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
In order to get to work.
And rightly so, because you want to be in work on time.
Yeah.
How about this then? When you go to the gym, from the moment you walk out of the changing room in your kit ready to go, you actually look at your watch and you say, no matter what, I'm finished by this time. Even if you're enjoying it and you're high-fiving yourself and you feel great, you do not go past a certain time.
Yeah.
Because what you want is quality training.
Yeah.
Yeah. Most people, when they start out training like that, I talk to them, how long are you in the gym for? Hour and a half, 2 hours.
Yeah.
What, are you training for a marathon? No. You should be 35, 45 minutes, done.
Wow.
No matter what happens, done.
Yeah.
And that is something you can start tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
And you can replicate.
Yeah.
Right. If you knew on Sunday night, look, we're human. On a Sunday night, what do people do apart from watch TV? They dread going to work Monday.
Yeah.
Not dread, but...
It's the normal thing. It's like the start of another week and all of that entails and just another uphill slog till the weekend following week.
Yeah. Right. I'll tell you a fact. And that's so normal. Mm. Even if it's a job that you enjoy doing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because we've just got to have 2 days off of fun time doing what we do.
Yeah, our time,
yeah. Yeah, right. You get up the crack of dawn before the crack of dawn.
Yeah.
You get a head start on everybody else.
Yeah.
You go, you train, you shower, you do your face, you go to work, you have your coffee. You will feel great when you go into work.
Yeah.
If not the first day or the first week, then by week two to week four.
So ratty.
And to start out, you will be.
Yeah.
No, you think you will be because you're ratty because you don't train in the morning.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Right. At some point, you will get out of the gym, shower, change, get into your car. There'll be so much blood coursing through your body, oxygen-filled blood cells.
Yeah.
That will, it will almost make you almost blood drunk. You'll be elated.
Yeah.
Now, you may feel a bit sleepier throughout the day to start with.
Yeah.
That will change where you start feeling a bit jaded and tired around the time to go home.
Yeah.
And you'll feel great because you can go to bed earlier. And I will guarantee you at some point, you'll fall to sleep quicker and get deeper sleep.
Yeah.
And then over a space of time, that 4 hours a night will become 5 hours a night.
Yeah.
It will do.
Yeah.
You're going to change something in order to get a result.
Yeah.
If you do the same thing, nothing will happen.
Yeah, that's true.
What you're doing at the moment is great. You've started something.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Change before nothing changes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I like that.
Right, so this is being recorded. Now, not that you have to, I'm suggesting. Ready?
Yeah.
Are you going to do it tomorrow?
I'm going to try and do it tomorrow.
You can't try.
I knew you were going to say that.
You either do or you don't.
Okay, I'm going to
look
go
at me
to
in the eye. For those of you listening, Faye took her gaze away and looked everywhere else but me.
Okay, I'm going to go to the gym at 6:15 in the morning. I'm going to go.
Yeah.
I'm going to go.
Yeah, okay.
And even if it's just half an hour, I'm going to go.
Yeah, and do you know what? If for the next 4 weeks you've got to train just 25, 30 minutes, and your words, you can do a split like that.
Yeah.
You know, one day, 30 minutes of cardio.
Yeah.
Next day, 30 minutes of lower body.
Yeah.
And you stick to the plan. You have a watch on your wrist or you look at the clock. No matter what, and you walk out, even if you think you're halfway through your lovely set 4 of 12 reps and you get to 11, you stop and you go because you can replicate that.
Okay. I will go to the gym tomorrow morning.
Excellent.
I'm going to go tonight and obviously try and do all the standing up things.
Okay.
But I will go tomorrow morning as
well. Okay, so if you do go tonight, right, what could happen is tomorrow morning the alarm goes, you think, nah, who cares? No one's going to know. I trained last night. I've done my bit. You'll know.
Yeah. I know that I won't be able to go Friday or Saturday. So I have to, in my head, I already knew that Friday, Saturday and Sunday was going to be a write-off this week because I'm away.
Okay.
But actually, if I go in the morning, It's just 2 days.
Yeah. So okay, and do different. So tonight, if you're going to do those light weights standing up,
yeah.
Tomorrow, go and do your cardio.
Yeah.
You go to work, you'll feel great.
Yeah.
It will come. This is what I know, right?
I'll let Naomi know it's your fault when I'm super moody tomorrow.
Oh, you think you will be?
I think I will be, yeah. I might not be.
You don't know.
I don't know.
You don't know until tomorrow morning when you go into work.
Yeah.
Once you've exercised, you got all those waste products, those metabolic waste products out of your body by shifting new invigorated blood cells into your body, you feel great.
Yeah.
Now, what I do hear quite a lot when we get people coming for consultations at Good Condition is, I'm not a morning person.
Mm.
Who comes up with that? You know who says that? Lazy. Someone who decides they're not a morning person. No one cares. No one cares. How do you become a morning person?
By getting up and embracing being up in the morning, I suppose. Yeah.
You know, look, there's so many ways to skin a cat when it comes to health and fitness. And if there is a right way or a wrong way, I don't know the exact answer. What I do know is that if you make changes and take yourself out of a comfort zone, something will change.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Eventually. Yeah.
Okay. And possibly for the good.
Mm-hmm.
Be interesting to see if you really do go ahead with that idea, Faye, and stick to it. If you go back to training at night.
In the evenings,
When you do feel better when you get in after work.
Yeah.
But that adrenaline is coursing around your body and you may be mentally tired from work, you may be physically tired from pumping iron in the gym, great. But the adrenaline can't calm down.
Yeah.
Your nervous system is still all over the place. And I think that is not helping you sleep at night.
No, probably okay. not. So I don't leave the gym sometimes till 9:30, 9:45.
Mm-hmm.
So it probably is why then I don't sleep.
Yeah. Okay. Next thing, and finally, let's have where are you going to be? You're going to Asia?
Asia in March, yeah.
It's a continent, Asia, what part?
I'm going to Thailand and Cambodia.
Ooh,
for a month.
Super, yes, who
very
is?
Very
exciting. Don't name names.
So yeah, my sister and her boyfriend are coming out for a little bit to see me, and then one of my friends is coming as well.
Excellent.
And I think her boyfriend's coming out for a little bit, so there's about 4 or 5 people at different points.
Yeah.
So yeah, it'll be good.
And you're going to feel fitter, feel good?
Hopefully.
Now, in that month, Now, you know, you think, okay, where's the gym in Thailand? Well, it's its own gym.
Yeah.
You've got the sea.
Yeah.
You've got terrain.
Yeah.
Go and do it. You're now fitter and stronger.
Yeah.
All that hard effort you've put in the gym will manifest itself when you enjoying yourself in Thailand.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so you come back from Thailand, you come back to work. Work okay with having a month off?
Yep.
I need to go and work there.
As okay as anybody is. But yeah, I had to... They're fine with it. They're fine with it now.
Yeah. Excellent. Yeah. It's tough at the top, isn't it? How about this? When you come back again, you come back and see us again, and you give yourself another little mini goal. Make small, mini achievable goals that you can turn your hand to overnight and replicate for that time. You know, that great big end goal, whilst it's achievable, it seems to take ages to get there.
Yeah.
So when we talk about end goals, and results, body weight wise, what would you like to be?
Well, I'd like to, but in terms of body weight, I'd like to at least lose 2 stone. But
28 pounds, okay.
Yeah, that's where I'd like to be, but even though I've been going to the gym since September, I've probably lost about 8.
Okay, that's half a stone, just over half a stone.
Yeah, that just doesn't seem like a lot.
And you've been going since September?
Yeah.
Okay,
let's. My soul destroying.
No, it's not. No. Well, okay. Let's say you lose another 8 pounds by May.
Yeah.
16 pounds. Let's say between May and September you lose 4 pounds.
Yeah.
20 pounds. That's 1.5 stone.
Yeah.
In less than a year.
Yeah, I suppose.
And you've not been in the gym every single day.
Yeah.
For 48, 49 weeks. So even 1.5 stone in less than a year. And let's be honest, you're just scratching the surface.
Yeah.
You're just starting out, really.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great.
Okay.
That's, your visceral fat's nice and healthy and light.
Yep.
Okay, so 2 stone. Right, there is no... If you had to lose 2 stone because you're having an operation and the surgeon and the consultant just said you need to lose 28 pounds, Faye, in order to have this operation, that's a different matter entirely.
Yeah.
That's you do whatever you can by that date.
Yeah.
You're not having that, are you?
No.
You're not doing that. What you want to be is your word stronger, healthier, feel better.
Absolutely.
And then eventually a result of that is we look better.
Yeah.
Okay. Right, tell me this. What happens when you lose your 28 pounds, your 2 stone? Then what?
Just keep getting fit. I'd like to do like a 5K or something. I've never been able to run.
Okay.
So that for me would be something I think I'd quite like to see if I could actually do it. Like, you see these Couch to 5K apps and things like that. I don't do it because I find it boring running. Mm-hmm. I get my knees hurt and all that kind of stuff. But something like that, like a tough, not a tough mudder because I think I'd probably die, but something that was like something I had to actually sign up to and say, this is what I'm definitely doing and this is the date I'm doing it. Excellent. So something like that, I think.
You make a commitment. One that's got an element of enjoyment into it, no matter how hard it is.
Yeah.
Okay. I think you're going to do that.
Yeah.
You strike me as someone that when you do it, there'll be some wobbles.
Yeah.
There's some ups and downs.
Yeah. Yeah.
Also, it's not out of the question that every single person that you know around you at home, at work, your whole network of people, close friends, distant friends, it's unlikely that every single individual, bar none, wants you to be fitter and healthier.
I've seen it.
Surround yourself with people that do. Surround yourself physically,
mm-hmm.
or via social media or via the phone, or with people that want Faye to be healthier,
mm-hmm.
and fitter.
Yeah,
you do that. If for any reason you find that there's someone who isn't on board with the new Faye or the new thing, that's not to say don't discount them, but certainly put them at the back of the order of I've actually personally witnessed people explain to me that sometimes people haven't actually been on board with them and helpful and want them to be fitter and healthier, and quite often the person that doesn't want you to get like that is not fit and healthy themselves. I want everybody I know to exercise, whether it be play a sport, go for a long walk, go swimming, because the benefits of it.
Yeah.
There's no one that I know personally that I don't want them to be fitter. Why wouldn't we?
Mm. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Spot them early.
Yeah.
Put them at back of the order.
Yeah.
And the ones that love everything about what you're doing are on board. Keep them closer.
Yeah, that's good advice. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. So in the meantime, it's been fun. So, okay, now, what's the general consensus now at Stallard Canes? Is everybody pumping iron?
I would say the majority of people, I know about 10 people that have signed up to the gym now.
Superb.
Which
love
is
it.
Great.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is great. And
are they going?
Yeah. There's one lady that I go with quite often, but she, I find it harder going with her sometimes because we chat and, you know, we're maybe not working out as hard as, I certainly don't work out as hard when I'm with her than when I'm not. Because we take it in turns to do things, so then there's the rest period, whereas when I'm doing it by myself, I don't rest, I just keep going.
Gotcha.
But yeah, it's a lot of fun going with her, and then there's other members of staff that go, and I've not seen them there really, but I know that they do go, but they go in the morning, so I wouldn't see them, but I might tomorrow. God.
Hang on, let's go back.
Mm.
There's no might.
Might, okay, yeah, I will see them in the morning.
You said I am.
Yes.
Do you know when you go to,
past six.
When you go to Cambodia and Thailand,
yeah.
are you might gonna go?
Oh, I am going.
There you go, you said it, not me.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, I am going in the morning.
All right, let's get it done, Faye. It's been, it's always a pleasure, never a chore.
Thank you, it's nice. Thanks for inviting me.
Yeah, hey, thanks for coming in. It's your time, it's my time. But there is no quick fix.
No.
You know, when you see these girls and these guys on Instagram and whatnot promising quick fixes overnight, just drink this potion, just wear this gadget, okay? Yeah. They're selling a potion, they're selling a gadget. If it the secret is, okay, hard work,
mm-hmm.
discipline, and consistency.
Yeah.
Well, in whichever order, I don't know.
Yeah.
But surely that is something that can be attained and replicated.
Yeah.
What can't be attained and replicated when it comes to fitness and health is an overnight fix.
Mm-hmm.
If that was the case, I wouldn't do what I do for a living.
Yeah.
Yeah. I see on a daily basis these things, especially now with the advent of social media, everybody promising look at me, drink this, mm-hmm. the Kardashian sisters and whatnot.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. It's nonsense.
It's fallacy.
It's nonsense. Those people you see on TV, on Instagram and Facebook, they have exercised, they've eaten good food, just generally.
Mm.
There is no pill or potion. It's a waste of time and money.
Yeah.
Okay. And it's no fun either.
Yeah.
The fun is going with your friend to the gym, having a laugh,
talking
about Strictly, talking about Love Island.
Yeah.
Right. Whilst
sitting down. Laughing at all the guys taking pictures of themselves whilst sitting down.
Yeah. Wearing baseball caps.
Huge headphones. Yeah.
Massive headphones, the size of France. On either ear. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it. You know something? In 10 years' time, there'll be a different culture in fitness as well. There'll be different ideas. But as long as the ship keeps sailing, yeah, when you talk about your health, and actually there's a lot of benefits to being fit and healthy, not just the physical and the mental health benefits, but also the social stigma that comes with being unfit and unhealthy.
Yeah,
people look at it and think, okay, that person's not going to be the ideal partner, not going to be the ideal employee.
Yeah.
And granted, you know, oh, should we think like that? Well, we're human. We do think like that.
Yeah, we do. There is an element of that for sure.
People are drawn to nice things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, here we are then. It's Thursday the 30th of January. I'm Tristan Lowe from the Over 40s Fitness Centre, Good Condition Fitness and Remedial. I've got Faye from Stella Arcanes. Faye,
thank you until next time. Yeah, thank you. It's been really fun.
My pleasure.
Thank you.
Out.